This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. What else? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I mean that, be part of the solution. You do that by engaging. You do that by getting involved. You do that by becoming part of. And, again, I'm going to say it over and over. You know, support our sponsors. No, seriously. I mean, the left is not finished with pounding at this, not just my sponsors, others as well, but pounding at sponsors of the supporting shows like mine. Most of them are strong. They won't go anywhere. But it's always great when you call them, you let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you appreciate their support. That's a big deal. You know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Right? There's all kinds of stuff going on there. There's a live chat room. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots of things that you can get involved with. Also, MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. And the beauty behind that is by using promo code Joe, you'll save 30 to 70. Yeah, you'll save money. You'll save 30 to 70%. You'll get some great product over there, returnable right up until March of 2024. Honey will love the robes. She'll love the slippers. Ladies, he'll love the slippers. I guarantee that. Right? Between the robe and everything else they got to offer. Yeah, just go over there. Right? Just jump around, take a look, see what's going on. Biden fundraiser runs away. He says he's fleeing the divisive Democrat Party for the GOP. He says we have to be more united. He actually was a former fundraiser for both Biden and a senior advisor for Bernie Sanders. He's the latest big-name Democrat anyway to walk away from the party. He said over the years the Democrat Party has changed from its ideals. He said, I personally view politics as a game of ideas, and you have to get to 50% plus one to unite people. If you look at the Democrat Party right now, they'd rather divide people in boxes, label them, rather than put them together and unite them. Pierce, in an opinion piece for the Daily Caller, he detailed his jump between parties, lamented that the party has distanced itself from the working class, become dominated by elites. Right? And they don't care. They don't care about look, guys like me have been saying this forever. But, I'm a Republican, so you can't really take what I say seriously. You're seeing more and more and more of these hardworking, I know you guys are going to throw stuff at me, but I don't really care. These hardworking Democrats who really truly believe that their party was the party of the people are now finding out that's not true. The black community is finding out that's not true. But, being of Italian heritage, All the Italians I knew that came over here, they came over here and became Democrats. But they didn't become Democrats because they were like, wow, we got to be a Democrat. No, they became a Democrat because they thought about democracy, which also is not being taught properly. So they just tied it all together. Democrat Party, democracy, that's what we want. We don't want a dictatorship. He went on to say that the party is out of touch with the needs of the interests of most voters. People in the Democrat Party, they just don't understand about the needs of us regular people. Think about that. And again, this is not stopping anytime soon. He said, if you look at today, the Democrats care more about what's happening in Kyiv than what's going on at the southern border. They care more about about ideological stuff such as who you are. It's more about basically what you are, your gender, your race, than the actual person you are. In his opinion piece, Pierce explains his background as someone who spearheaded Joe Biden's exploratory effort in 2015. Serves as one of Sanders' senior advisors during the 2016-2020 elections. And he served as a fundraiser for him in the 2020 race. He also said Democrats meddling in election or education as domestic terrorists. He's placing progressive content in the classroom. So you know what? He is. Now here's a black man who's been with the Democrat Party pretty much all his life. He actually brought up the fact that the economy, and in his eyes, Biden's failure to unite the nation indicated that their failure illustrates a larger problem within the party. People aren't fighting for the people outside of the party. They're fighting, they're having power struggles within the party. Again, he goes on to say, these are my words. These are the words of a lifelong Democrat who worked for Biden, fundraised for Biden because he believed in him, and Bernie Sanders. He said, if you look at where we're at as a people, he has not done what he promised to do. He's supposed to unite us as president, not divide us. His rhetoric divides us more and more and more. And more Democrats have distanced themselves from the party or expressed discontent with the party. And some of them flat out say it has to do with the border. Why can't we fix the border? Now, anti-Trump comedian Michael Rappaport, which I don't much care for, says that he's going to vote for the former president if Joe Biden doesn't deal with anti-Semitism. I'd like to see that. Go see your host. Double Four Lover coming up with Brad Dacus when we return.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. All week long, I always say, God, where's Brad when he needs him? Right? Because I come upon these stories, and I have no idea what direction to go into. So now I wrangled him in. He's back with us again. Brad Dacus joins us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate your time with me, Brad. How are we doing?
Doing great. Doing great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I know. You love my rapid-fire stories. I know you do, and I enjoy it, too, because I can't catch you. I've never been able to catch him off guard yet, you know? Anyhow, I don't know. I know you're familiar with this case. I don't know how familiar you are with it because it's been happening for a while. But, you know, the Christian teachers continue a legal fight in the school district over policy on hiding information from parents. Now, apparently, the school, I don't know if you're familiar with this one, the two Christian teachers that were told that they had to lie or had to call a kid by his, what is it? By, God, too many windows popping up all of a sudden. The Christian teachers had to call the kids by their pronoun that they wanted. They had to lie to parents about their names. They had to lie to parents about what was going on with their kids in school. They can't be forced to do that, right?
You're right. They can't. And this is going to have to go to the Supreme Court eventually, because we have school districts. This is not a rogue school district. This is what we see being pushed by the state of California, pushed in other blue states as well. The teachers' unions, and even in some red state school districts, are pushing this as well. So this needs to get to the Supreme Court. We're litigating it also on a larger scale on behalf of several school districts. We brought an action in New Jersey against the Attorney General for the state of New Jersey. He has ordered all the school districts to order all of their teachers to lie to parents and use pronouns. Yes. So we've taken it on, and we're representing several school districts in a major lawsuit against the Attorney General of New Jersey.
Now, they can't request – a school district can't force the teacher to lie about anything, really, right?
You're correct. Correct. As a general rule, I would say that is correct.
Brad, whether you're a Christian or not, whether you have a religious conviction or not, they can't force you to lie about something.
Right. Right. And yeah, you're absolutely right. And there may be a few exceptions dealing with investigations of child abuse, and ongoing and things like that. But even then, they would have to basically say, I can't comment or no comment. I can't, discuss this. But as far as ordering them to lie point blank to parents, never. No, I don't. This is a new area of state over intrusiveness, state trumping the rights of parents. That's why I think this is going to be a major parents' rights case. And I think that's how the Supreme Court's going to see it when they take up this issue with either this case or our case or whatever case they take up.
Well, all right. I watch this stuff on a regular basis, and I'm always amazed, that the government, we always knew the government hid stuff from us, but now they're forcing you to hide stuff from parents. And,
right.
Again, it's just not right. It's flat out not right. Parents send their kids to school, to be safe and not to be lied to. To be part of their kids' education. And
right.
That's just flat out wrong.
Yeah, and now mind you, the teachers, a separate area of argument, is dealing with their rights under Title VII, to say the least, is, much less the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, in that they have sincere religious beliefs and convictions not to lie to parents. They must be reasonably accommodated. And reasonable accommodation isn't we're going to fire you. It's like, well, maybe you shouldn't lie after all. So that's Title VII is a different ballgame completely. But I do think at the end of the day, the big question, the big issue is going to be the ability for the state to lie to parents, even if the teachers all think it's a great idea.
Right. Unreal. All right. Jack Smith, he's trying to convict Trump before the 2024 election. It's extremely obvious. But the Supreme Court has indicated it will expedite consideration of a petition by special counsel Jack Smith on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges that he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results. He's going right to the Supreme Court with it. So you always told me that really is not the proper process. It has to go to the appeals court and all the way up and through. It looks like they scheduled a conference for January 5th. What's going on here?
Yeah, this is highly, highly unusual that you have a prosecution attempting to skip the appellate court and go straight to the Supreme Court. Even when we at Pacific Justice got our emergency writ, from the Supreme Court. We still had to go to the Federal District Court first, then the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and then we'd wait to, you know, the Supreme Court with an emergency writ, rapid fire. He's trying to outright just skip the appellate court. The Supreme Court, given the circumstances and what is on the line and what could be on the line if everything just turns into a chaotic uncertainty, they may, you know, they may go ahead and take it up and rule on it. You know, the way it's phrased, it's very distorted. The way, you know, the that he's put it together, the way, you know, it's almost, it's like, you know, can the president be prosecuted for, you know, being a traitor and trying to, you know, thwart the election and da 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 da. I mean, the things he's trying to prove up are just implicit in the question as almost as a given. But I think it's, you know, this unfortunately is not going to be the easy answer. We're going to see it have to go up on the merits later on, whether or not, you know, Trump prevails. I don't think Trump will prevail in that court because it's all stacked, whether it's the district attorney, whether it's the right judge who is a joke, or, you know, any kind of, you know, process. It's just one big, it's just a farce, a total farce of justice, and everyone sees it. Alan Dershowitz sees it that way.
Alan is not a fan of his by any stretch of the imagination.
He doesn't like Trump. He didn't vote for Trump. He's a liberal. He's a classic liberal. I've debated him before, you know. Even he sees it, and he's been very outspoken about it because he understands that what we're playing with fire here, and whether or not the American people will maintain any trust and confidence in our courts, in our federal courts, in our state courts as well.
We got to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. There is a fundamental question here I want to throw by you. Be ready to answer it. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The United Nations has called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. On Tuesday, the General Assembly passed the resolution with a two-thirds majority. However, both proposed amendments to the ceasefire presented by the U.S. and Austria were unsuccessful. The U.S. has expressed support for a pause in fighting, but opposes a ceasefire that might enable Hamas to plan another attack on Israel.
Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president following her testimony on campus anti-Semitism before a congressional committee. It's Taylor Swift's world.
Taylor Swift has donated $1 million to the Tennessee Emergency Response Fund at the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. She did attend high school in one of the counties that was hit by a string of tornadoes that left at least six people dead.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, again, always appreciate the time that you spend with me, and frankly, you know, the time that you're paying attention, because if you're informed, you can push back on people. If you're informed, you can tell, I won't say you can tell them why they're wrong, but you could tell them why they're wrong. And let me bring in Brad Dacus. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with us, and I love when I get him with these rapid fire issues that's going on in our legal system right now. And we're talking about Jack Smith trying to jump over the appeals court to take something right to the Supreme Court. But one of the things he says in his argument is this case presents a fundamental question at the heart of our democracy as to whether a former president is absolutely immune from federal prosecution for crimes committed while in office. And I said to you during the break, I said, interesting. He says crimes committed, but he hasn't been convicted of any crimes. As a matter of fact, this stuff that's coming up, they actually tried to impeach him on and they couldn't make it happen.
Right. This is just evidence, unfortunately, I think, of the. I want to be great, you know, not too harsh here when I say this, but the lack of litigation competency of the prosecutor here. It's I think it's somewhat interesting that he would try this, much less trying to skirt the appellate court and just go straight to the Supreme Court. That's a part of, civil procedure that, I think it's pretty obvious what, what the proper protocol is. You know, nonetheless, Supreme Court may, because of the circumstances, decide to make a decision on the question of law. One of the problems with this, though, is it is seemingly so broad and so vague. So president can't be prosecuted for any crime he does while president. So he goes out at night, after two years into his office and shoots five people dead and stomps on them and then, waves his hand at, goodbye to everyone and goes back to the White House. He's not going to be prosecuted at any time for any crime ever committed. It's of course he's not completely immune from prosecution of any crime you know, he commits. What crime are they talking about specifically? What are the facts? Oh, that's right. That's not being brought before the Supreme Court. So I think this Supreme Court is going to look at this. I think they're going to laugh. You know, even Sotomayor and Jackson, I think, may get it, hopefully, that this is not a ripe case or controversy. And because of ripeness, I think, alone, I think it should be thrown out.
I think a bigger issue here, to your point, you didn't go far enough with it as far as I'm concerned, which is they realize that every little crack they create in the law, if you would, you know, just like, you know, when you see what's happening with them trying to get a subpoena for Epstein's flight logs, you know, what they don't realize is that look at how things that they've done in the past have come back to bite them, the Democrats, in the butt, when they were trying to jam something through. And if they're going to do stuff like this, you know, should God, you know, hopefully God's in it. Should the Republicans take the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and we grow a spine, these guys are going to be in a world of hurt, aren't they?
Well, they should be, definitely.
You're right.
They should be. The problem, though, that we see here is, you know, we do have, you know, a division between the state governments and the federal government. And unfortunately, these political hack actors, you know, these district attorneys, and et cetera, they're functioning out of state law, you know, in their position as under state law and in state government. And they may actually get away with it, absent some kind of legislative reform. You know, at the end of the day, you know, many people think that that these cases won't even be heard by the Supreme Court, even if they are outrageously, unjustly decided.
Well, that's what I was trying to ask you before. So that's it. If you have a total corrupt, you know, judicial system, if you would, and you have this judge, before any evidence is presented, he decides to use $18 million as a value. Nobody else does, not the bank, not the appraisers, nobody else. Only a judge who has absolutely no real estate experience decides it was only worth $18 million, and that's what he's moving forward with. There's no recourse?
Well, I will say, as a general rule, it stops with issues of state law, stop with the state Supreme Court. And that's usually it. However, I do believe that the Supreme Court could potentially still take it on as a grotesque and a self-evident violation of the equal protection, equal treatment under the law, procedural due process, you know, unequal treatment. I think that we could see them potentially do that, and quite justifiably so. When you look at this tax issue with the, you know, the the property and what was allegedly conveyed for terms of property value versus not, no one was hurt. There is no victim. The prosecutor announced that she's going to go after him, find some way to go after him. That's why she's getting elected, because she's going to go after him. You know, not the brightest DA, not the brightest politician for that matter, you know, we're going to, you know, see a clear, historically unequal treatment of law simply and solely because of his politics and the fact that he has a good chance of being elected president of the United States, divergent from their political goals and desires. So I think the Supreme Court could quite possibly cut through that, especially if they see that if Trump is convicted, put behind bars, that the United States of America could literally be in a state of civil war overnight, and one that
you brought up a gross miscarriage of justice. I mean, something like that would cause them to intervene, you believe?
Yes, I think that it is possible. It's not normative,
Normative going on, my friend.
I know. So I think this is uncharted territory, uncharted waters. But I think when the court will look at beyond just the documents in front of them, and they will also look at the country and realize that their inaction may literally destroy the United States of America and split it right down the middle. And that, would be much, much greater dilemma constitutionally than whether they're violating state powers and state judicial powers.
Now, what Jack is concerned about, I would imagine, he hasn't called me to tell me, but basically, Trump becomes president, which I don't know why, knowing what they were going to do, I don't know why he didn't pardon himself on the way out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On many of these things. And I think he just felt like, you know, when it came up, he would fight it on his own, which is okay. I get the guts, but you got to fight the way they fight.
I think the reason he didn't pardon himself is because to do so, he might implicitly acknowledge that he did something wrong.
Okay.
And Trump's point the whole time has been, I have done nothing wrong. This is corruption, like the Russia hoax, like all the other stuff and the other hoaxes. And I'm going to fight it, and I'm going to win, and you'll see me back in the White House. I think that has been his mantra the whole time is, no, I believe in America. I believe at the end of the day we will have justice. Some people say, well, you know, he's naive, but I think it just shows the traditional old-fashioned America that he sees America to be and what he wants it to be and what he's striving for it to be should he be elected president of the United States again.
You know, Brad, what you're seeing is more and more proof that there were, and I'll put it this way, there were inconsistencies in the 2020 election, right? You're actually seeing now. And it's funny because what you were saying to me and what other attorneys were saying to me, like, look, Joe, it's not that these cases were thrown out for lack of evidence. You know, there were other things, procedural things were the reasons these things were thrown out. But now as they come forward, now as you're seeing, you know, some of these election officials are being brought up on charges, you're seeing the realities of truly some of the corruption that took place during that. Can he use that in his federal case?
I don't think he'll be able to.
Okay.
I agree that it's the fraud is obvious, and it's not just, you know, well, yeah, there's always some fraud. No. It was outrageous, blatant, orchestrated fraud like we've never seen or even thought of in the past.
Okay, we got to go for a commercial break. We can finish it up on the other side. But, there was. All right, Joe Messina, your host. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad after the break.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mathieu, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. With me? With me? With me. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and trying to follow along, because I can't always follow along. But anyway, always appreciate the time that Brad gives us. Brad Dinkins joins us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, before I go cranking along here and we lose time, why don't you tell people what PJI is and how they can help you?
You bet. Pacific Justice is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. We defend religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, sanctity of human life. We have 36 offices in 29 states, coast to coast. We do all our work without charge. We don't just we're very unique. We don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases. We actually work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And one exciting, great thing we have right now, Joe, is that we have a matching gift program. Up to $500,000 has been offered to match dollar for dollar every donation up to that amount in total. So if you want to participate, want to become a monthly supporter, that's going to be matched dollar for dollar for the entire year for 2024, for 12 months. You can simply go to our website, pji.org, pji.org, or they can just text us, just text PJI to the number 71541. That's a 71-year-old man having lunch with a 54-year-old woman, and there's a 1-year-old in the high chair. That's how I remember it. 71541. And it works for me.
Oh, God. Where were they? I love when you do that. So you got to throw me a curve. All right. Let's hit some of these other ones that we've been talking about. A father is suing a school district for refusing to display what he's referring to as a straight pride flag alongside the progressive pride flag. Now, I've had conversations with school administrators in the past. They consider flags like that, the blue line flag, as being, and the Gadsden flag as being political flags. Why is this a problem? Why would they not be able to allow him, or why wouldn't they allow him to fly a straight pride flag?
Yeah, first off, if it's the teacher's classroom, teachers have a lot of discretion, generally, on what they put in their classroom. However, teachers, if they put up, you know, a flag that's, you know, of one political persuasion, of a controversial nature, first off, it's very unprofessional. It's very disrespectful of the diversity of parents and families represented in that classroom. And it's actually shows no very little class and professionalism, frankly. That such a teacher like that has no business being in any school district that I was ever, if I was going to be a superintendent of, I wouldn't put up with it. But to compel them to have another flag and another flag, different, can be a little problematic. That said, I think the school district should adopt a policy that simply says the American flag can be flown, the state flag can be flown. That's it. That's a statement. Those flags are statements of where we are, the legal authority which we operate under, nothing. No other flags will be put up because we do not want to be divisive, intimidating, hostile, harassing, distracting for any student, because to do so deprives those students of the same equal opportunity for a quality education. And if that's the goal of these public school teachers, which frankly it's not, because they're controlled by the teachers' union, they really don't give a flip about the education of children as much as they do their agenda, their indoctrination, and money and control. But if it was, then there would be any problem here. But the problem is we have a teachers' union and radical leftists in our public schools that use children as pawns for their own personal political.
You also need the teachers, and you know, there's a lot of good teachers out there, so let's not disparage all of them. But you know, you also need the teachers to step up. They need to be gutsy enough to step up and say, no, I have a right to do that. I'm going to do that, and I don't care. And some of these teachers would be subjected probably to being fired or really just put in a bad position if they decided to go ahead and allow that flag to be flown, don't you think?
Yeah, and I understand that. And, you know, but like if a teacher put up a flag, say the Christian flag, and she put that in her classroom, what's that going to do to kids that aren't Christian? It's going to be distracting. It's going to be intimidating. It's the same way you put up a rainbow flag. What does that say? It says if you don't believe in this, then you know you're second rate. You're in the back of the bus. There's no place for that. It is sad though that we do have so many public school teachers, taxpayer funded, throughout the like LA Unified School District, that are doing these kind of shenanigans at the expense of education. It's unprofessional. They should be ashamed of themselves. And parents, frankly, should pull their children out of those classes and either demand their children be in a different class, and if that's not successful, pull their child out and put their child in a private school or a homeschool co-op or leave the state of California. But we need to stand up to this, and we at Pacific Justice are actually working on a case right now where we're challenging these kind of unprofessional thugs calling themselves public school teachers who deliberately and knowingly intimidated children in the classroom and did not bow the knee to their LGBTQ God.
Yeah, it's amazing how much pressure they can put on them. You know, a lot of the classrooms now have a little It's a small flag, maybe the size of an old, you know, Rolodex card, 3x5 postcard or what have you. And it's got all the colors of the rainbow plus some. And it just says, all are welcome. And I thought that was interesting because I don't have to say, I wouldn't have to say all are welcome unless I was perceived as not welcoming all, correct? So why would you even have to put that on your door? Are you reaffirming that all are welcome? Because you would think that any classroom in any school is welcome to all. But I would suggest to you, if you had a MAGA hat on, if you had a to your point, a Christian lapel pin, or something along, you know, Jesus is Lord t-shirt, I guarantee you that all and welcome would not apply to you.
Well, you're right. Let's say that if she put up a Christian flag and then put on it as the underlying thing, all are welcome. Well, wait a minute. There's two different messages there. You have a flag of one group of kids, students, and then you have something else saying all are welcome. So all Christians are welcome? Or her little rainbow flag with that motto basically says all are welcome. That is all who believe with the rainbow flag and the LGBTQ ideology. That's really what they're communicating. If they want to say all are welcome, they can just say all are welcome without putting up a controversial flag that's inherently divisive, communicating that not all are welcome. But that's logical.
I think it's a useless thing, but that's just me. Because I believe, again, walking into a school, walking into a classroom, all are welcome should be, you know, first nature. You shouldn't even have to think about it. You know.
I agree.
Yeah. Just
distracting.
Again, just
very distracting.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. I love doing this to you, by the way. A school district now, this is just crazy. Civil rights lawyers have come out against an Illinois high school's program to racially segregate the school's math and English classes. They're trying to help boost black students' scores by actually creating two different English, two different math. One math class is for all white, one math class all black. One English class all white, one English class all black. This is nuts. I mean, I thought segregation was against the law.
It is. On the face of it, it violates Brown versus Board of Education. But their purpose is very obvious. Their purpose is to put blacks in a separate classroom from whites. So that way, in the black class, the teacher can give out more liberal A's to just the black students, and to be, you know, A's and B's. If the students are in the same class, they can't get away with that in math. Because Johnny, who's not black, will say, wait a minute, he's getting an A. I have much higher scores on my tests. I have 20 points up. You're giving him an A? I deserve the A. So they couldn't get away with that. So in order to do that and get make the GPAs the same, they're splitting up the blacks and the whites so that they have the same average GPA and presumably then the same ability to get scholarships and get into colleges. Well, scholarships and being admitted to college is earning it based on your true academic performance, doing your homework, being disciplined. So this is just about this is DEI. This is the equity thing where they're just trying to give out something that's not earned at the expense of justice and fairness and integrity. Shame on them. It's disgraceful. And this, I predict, will not survive. It is a blatant violation of the Equal Protection Clause under the Constitution.
This crazy stuff. The crazy stuff that they do with this never really works the way they intend it to. You know, the superintendent, we only have like 30 seconds left, but the superintendent said that the program gives students of color a different, more familiar setting. In other words, there'll be a black teacher in the room. They'll be working with them in a different way. And that's just ridiculous. That doesn't pull anybody up. It actually keeps people down. All right. Brad, one last time before we get out of here, you need to tell the people where to go and how to help you.
You bet. If they want to keep up with our cases or they want to participate in our matching gift program, they should go to our website, pji.org. That's pji.org.
Well, Brad, as usual, God bless. Thanks for doing what you do. Keep up the good work, people. pji.org. You need to go over there. You need to check it out. You need to help out. Well, I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.